Patriots deliver another title.
Go Pats! Heck yeah! Brady number six!
Virginia's governor under fire.
Democrats are expected to meet today to see if there's any way to force him out.
Small plane hits California home.
I saw the house fully engulfed in flames, people yelling, God help me.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. The New England Patriots solidified a pro football dynasty, winning Super Bowl 53 over the Los Angeles Rams. It was the lowest scoring Super Bowl ever, but fans celebrating a sixth title for the team over the past 17 years couldn't care less.
Unbelievable. I'm in heaven right now.
Six, baby. Six. That's all I got to say.
CBS's Steve Futterman is in Atlanta.
It was another historic night for the New England Patriots.
Yes! It's still a dynasty.
The Patriots beat the LA Rams 13-3 to win their sixth Super Bowl, tying the Pittsburgh Steelers for the most Super Bowl victories. And New England quarterback Tom Brady, at the age of 41, became the first quarterback to lead his team to six championships.
It's pretty sweet, man. It's a challenging football environment. Its pressure is always on, and for moments like this.
The game itself was not the most exciting game offensively. It was the lowest scoring Super Bowl ever. The only touchdown came in the fourth quarter when the game was tied 3-3. It didn't matter to the Patriots, though, Coach Bill Belichick.
Everybody counted us out from the beginning of the season to midseason, but we're still here.
And they are once again on top of the world of professional football. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Super Bowl in Atlanta.
Brady's the GOAT. That's all I got to say.
Well, the game's lack of scoring may have trained more attention on the ads and the halftime show than ever before. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
And I've got this.
Even with Adam Levine peeling off his clothes to reveal a fully tatted torso, Maroon 5 is being roundly booed for what USA Today calls a dialed-in performance with zero surprises. The New York Times says it was toothless. Maroon 5, joined by rappers Big Boi and Travis Scott, the NFL had reportedly courted Rihanna and Cardi B, but both said no because of Colin Kaepernick and the anthem controversy. Cardi took flack for appearing in a Pepsi commercial during the big game.
The Super Bowl ad getting the most buzz began as a beer commercial.
Look, it's the Bud Knight.
And morphed into an ad for HBO's final season of Game of Thrones. Bud Light also stirred reaction from the National Corn Growers Association.
That's not ours.
Miller Lite uses corn syrup.
Let us take it to them at once.
Amazon used star power. Harrison Ford chased his dog.
Ordering dog food. Ordering dog food.
You can bark all you want. I'm not paying for any more dog food.
Jason Bateman ran the elevator in a Hyundai ad.
Hello, folks. What floor?
Oh, we're car shopping.
Ah, you're going down.
The gross-out winner?
I choose Chunky-style milk because it has the wholesome chunks growing kids need.
The Chunky milk in the Mint Mobile ad.
Oh, that's not right.
Kind of like your wireless bill.
Well, President Trump indicates he's put aside his differences with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell over protests during the national anthem by players. The president's been an outspoken critic. And in his interview with CBS News, he touched on the safety questions surrounding the game. He said he wouldn't stop his 12-year-old son, Barron, from playing football, but wouldn't steer him that way either.
I just don't like the reports that I see coming out having to do with football. I mean, it's a dangerous sport.
CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
We're negotiating with the Taliban.
In a wide-ranging interview with CBS's Margaret Brennan, President Trump said he's hopeful talks with the Taliban can lead to a U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
I think they're tired, and I think everybody's tired. We ought to get out of these endless wars and bring our folks back home.
The president says he'll maintain a troop presence in Iraq.
And one of the reasons I want to keep it is because I want to be looking a little bit at Iran, because Iran is a real problem.
Whoa, and that's news. You're keeping troops in Iraq because you want to be able to strike in Iran?
No, because I want to be able to watch Iran. All I want to do is be able to watch.
Mr. Trump has cast doubt on the intelligence community's assessment that Iran is not currently building a nuclear weapon. Still, he insists.
I am going to trust the intelligence that I'm putting there.
Last week, the Senate voted overwhelmingly to rebuke Mr. Trump for his plan to withdraw from Syria and Afghanistan, warning it could put hard-won U.S. gains at risk. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Democrat Ralph Northam is still the governor of Virginia. He's resisting growing calls that he resign after the discovery of a blackface photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is in Richmond.
Last night, he met with senior aides just here at the mansion amid increasing calls for his resignation, but there's been no new announcement from him. Leaders on both sides of the aisle are calling for him to resign, including several 2020 Democratic presidential contenders and both of Virginia's Democratic U.S. senators.
At first, Northam said he was in the photo, but now he says he wasn't. A bad scene in Southern California. Hours before friends were due at a house in Yorba Linda for a Super Bowl party, a small plane crashed in the neighborhood, setting the house on fire. CBS's Carter Evans says five people were killed.
The plane's body was found in a backyard of another nearby home.
Oh my God, it was just awful.
Plane parts rained down across the neighborhood.
Friend's house, like down the street, like the parts of the engine flew into their house into a room that he was just in.
Police say two men and two women were killed, along with the male pilot.
They've been homeowners there for probably close to 40 years.
Daniel Ugaldi says his longtime family friends were among the victims.
They will be truly, truly missed.
Jury deliberations are expected to get underway today in the New York trial of accused Mexican drug lord El Chapo Guzman. CBS's Cammie McCormick has the latest on the Pentagon's extended assignment along the southern border.
3,700 more active duty troops are heading for the U.S.-Mexico border. That brings the total to more than 4,000. The surveillance mission will last until September. Their job is to put up concertina wire and provide surveillance for Customs and Border Protection.
On the weather map, warmer weather is sweeping into the Midwest and east on the heels of last week's deadly, record-setting cold. Deep snow is on the ground in California's Sierra Nevada. Bad roads forced this driver to make a stop.
Well, that was a little scary, so we pulled over and we got our chains on.
There are blizzard and avalanche warnings in the region. A time-honored tradition in a southern city is getting a 21st century update.
Horse and mule-drawn carriages add to the appeal of historic Charleston, South Carolina. Now carriage operators like Tommy Doyle will be given small GPS devices that will alert sanitation crews when the animals relieve themselves.
Now we're going to start GPSing where animals go to the bathroom on the streets.
Up until now, the popular tourist city has used small rubber balls topped with flags to mark the animals. Waste for sanitation crews. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Arrested in a Super Bowl sweep in Atlanta was the rapper known as 21 Savage. Customs authorities took the British citizen into custody. He'll now be subject to deportation proceedings. He entered the country legally in 2005, but overstayed his visa and was convicted in a drug case. 21 Savage is nominated for two awards at next week's Grammys. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.